Hallelujah. Please, I'd like you to lift up your voice, lift up your hands, and just celebrate the Lord. Worship Him, bless Him. Thank Him for another opportunity, another encounter. Makabadabala Nandacha, Manti Parabalatus. Lift up your voice, just give Him praise. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I thank you. Give praise for the one and the two. I take this mountain now. And I will also sell the land of 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 Lord, thank you for your blessings upon this mountain. The one and the two who have been blessing us. I'd like you to lift up your voice, lift up your hands, and wave your hands and celebrate God for His glory, for the beauty of His majesty, for the weight of His glory. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Will be crushed, that every desire will be delivered, that every testimony will be complete, that every sickness and disease will be healed, that every healing will be made whole, that every mountain will be taken in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I take. Lift up your voice and celebrate. Let peace fall apart. You are it. You didn't get it. Can we sing it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you see, the instrumental is, you need to understand that it is necessary for people to hear. Hallelujah. So you don't minister in competition. You get what I'm saying? So that the people can hear. Hallelujah. Say, I hear you, sir.
I hear you, sir.
God bless you. Are you ready? Are you going to sing it? It will surely end the praise, surely end the praise, surely end the praise, surely end the praise. When things fall apart, you are the center that holds. It will surely end in praise. It will never end in shame. Hallelujah. Is it a prophetic song? Hallelujah. Are you ready? We will surely end in praise. We will surely end in praise. In Jesus' precious name. Are you excited? Are you excited? I want you to shout. Hallelujah. Praise God. When things fall apart, Jesus the center arose. He will surely end in peace. He will never end in shame. The life will surely end in praise. Oh, oh, he will never end in shame. Oh, he will surely end in praise. He will never end in shame. Listen, that battle of your life will end today.
Amen.
And it will end in your favor.
Amen.
You have carried upon that battle for so long. I bring the word from heaven for you today. An end comes to the mountains of your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. God started dealing executively with us since day first day. Somebody say, God is cooking me. God is making me. He will not give up on me until I am made. Listen, every battle of your life has an expiry date. Tell your neighbor, today is that day. Always remember this as a covenant child. The covenant of God upon your life is different from your situation. Whatever situation you have been going through that has defied scriptural prophecies has an expiry date. Today is that day. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, you may be kept apart for a while, but that is not your situation. It may be your present condition, but it's not your position. Am I making sense? Are you listening to me? Am I making sense? When things are falling out in your life, listen to me. You yourself, you will not go down. The state of your mindset in the face of battle will determine the outcome on the long run. You need to understand this. Sir, now, mommy, daddy, you need to understand the state of your mentality in the face of your battle will determine on the long run what is the outcome. Today, I'll be talking to you on crushing your mountains. Hallelujah. I believe God has a word for somebody today. On the one God started with us, on take this mountain part one, we look into how we can discover the mountains. We look into God's dominion agenda. I told you yesterday that
we do not only they say that there's an Islamic agenda. It's possible, but I came to announce that there's a kingdom agenda to take the nations of the earth. Stop disturbing yourself with the jihad agenda. The Bible said the counsel of the Lord alone shall stand. Face your front. There's a kingdom agenda. Cause let us all put hands together and move forward. Many cases. And you have a part to play. There's a taking of the mountains. Caleb said 40 years ago, Moses told me that this mountain belongs to me. He said, give me this mountain that I may take it. Stop me when you are taking it. There's an agenda. There's a taking over agenda. The kingdom of God is taking over the spheres of every human endeavor. You must understand it. And you have a role to play. You are not in church to be a bench warmer. You need to understand this. There's a calling of God upon your life to influence the society, not to sit in church. Beyond being a church member, beyond being a church worker, there is an influence in the nations. There is an agenda of God to make you a kingdom influencer in the public. You need to understand this. Don't be caught up with the mentality that you're a church boy. We are not church boys. We are world movers and shakers. If God didn't need us in the world, He wouldn't have created, like God created the church and put us there. Am I right? If all God wanted us to do was to become pastors in church, He would have just created the church and put us there, and we all be eating our heads. But He created the world. The world is our platform for manifestation. Pastors, release your souls to manifest kingdom life in the world. Let every believer wake up to this mentality that wherever you work, whatever sector, whether in the legal field, you're a media personnel, you're in the banking sector, anywhere, you are there strategically to climb the mountain. To climb the mountain. Leadership is your birthright. Christianity is an initiation into leadership. Mark chapter 3 verse 14. The Bible says Jesus appointed 12 that they will be with him in church. They will be with him. They will serve with him. He will teach them, and then he will send them forth into the world to break the mountain. You are fighting for position in the choir. It's because you think that that's where you are meant to be. The church is a process. The kingdom of God is our calling. The kingdom of God is his priority. The church is his strategy and his pathway. Someone say, I'll take my mountain. Devil has been having a swell time on campuses. The devil has been having a swell time in media, TV media. Look at what is going on Facebook. Just go on Instagram. There's something on Instagram, it's called Reels. R-E-E-L-S. Just flip through. You will see all manner of nonsense videos. Those mountains are ours to take. The mountains to take for Jesus. You are not on social media just to feel alone. I'm just checking what's going on. What is wrong with you? Are you a checker? Engage the mountain. Post substances. Create content. Godly content. Don't prepare for the mountain if you are called to be there. Don't be a spectator. You're a player. Tell your neighbor, I'm a player for Jesus. I'm a player on the field of life. Mountains are out to be taken. Let me tell you the truth. It's an abomination for you to be a Christian and a teacher, and you teach children, you teach students year to year, and all you teach them is mathematics. Shame on you. Who mathematics help? Who? Artists, they learn mathematics. They pass through. Shame on you. Shame on you. who chemistry help? All you know is to teach chemistry and collect salary, and you say you're a daughter of Zion. Shame on you. Who physics help? I'm a physics teacher. I have BSc physics, MSc. Shame on you. What's your kingdom impact where you are? There are many things to be taken. Let me tell you something. You are short one. Even when you are present and you don't take the mantle, you are short one. You are a problem if you are not a solution. It is better not to have you in the system. Let us know that you are not around. You are a figurehead. I want to warn you, stop this mentality of always looking for church on Sundays to go and get blessed. I want to be blessed. Yes, whether you like it or not, you'll be blessed. Am I making sense? But shift your that I need to be a blessing from Monday to Saturday. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? Lord, on Sunday, you see them, they'll go to church. Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. God is saying, I've been blessing you. You are 28 years, I've been blessing you. What have you done with the blessings? The Lord told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he said, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and all the families of the earth will be blessed by you. See, the covenant of God that runs in our spiritual DNA is a covenant that unleashes us to manifest and influence the nations. You are a catastrophe to that covenant if all you want to be is to be blessed. One of the things that have robbed many Christians of kingdom mentality and influence is the mentality of I want to be blessed, man of God bless me. A young man in this town came to me some years back. He said, sir, I want you to lay your hand on me. He told me by himself. I said, why do you want to lay your hand? He said, I want to carry the grace of God upon your life. I said, follow me. Do you know the meaning? Walk with me. Grace rubs on you when you walk with the leader. I told you yesterday that you don't buy anointing with money. Am I making sense? You buy it with what? Honor. Honor may be money. Am I making sense? But you see, honor is not in cash. Honor is of the hearts. I said, you want the grace? I said, follow me. Walk with me. I've not seen you since that day. Lord, come around. You don't buy the Holy Ghost. You don't buy the anointing. Money cannot buy it. So, you see, it's the same mentality that old man is carrying to me. Lay your hand upon me. Let me be blessed. Let me collect. All you know is how to collect. You're a buffoon. You're a problem to the generation. May you not be a son that is a problem to God. Today I want to talk to you on crushing mountains. Yesterday we looked at discovering and engaging your mountains, climbing your mountains. And yesterday we also talked about dominating your mountains. This audio should be online on the ministry website, www.returngrover.org, in a couple of days, possibly this weekend, God helping us. But this morning I want to talk to you on crushing your mountains. Yes! When God told Caleb through Moses that Hebron belongs to him, Moses had gone. Caleb went to Joshua and said, this mountain belongs to me. Give me that I may take it. There were giants on the mountain. I'm going to explain this so that you understand. Every area of life that God sends you to, they are giants. And you know who giants are? Giants are demonic representatives engaging your mountain. Let me give you an example. I may not mention names though. For instance, in Nigerian political sector, I hope you know that we have something called government mountain. I taught you yesterday, right? Am I right? There are people in government. There are giants on that mountain. Yes or no? There are people in Nigeria today. They are giants in the political sphere. Yes or no? They are called godfathers. Yes or no? If you want to be president in Nigeria today, you must go and bow to some people. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Am I right? Is it not the way it is in politics? That's how it is. For instance, you go to Union Greek now and you want to be VC, there are some people you want to, yes or no? Am I making sense? It's not that Union Greek is bad, but the academic sector is a sector where demonic giants are invaded, and God is sending me and you to protect those mountains from them. Let me tell you why you need to take a mountain. If you don't take mountains, you cannot transform society. Write it down. Amen. Amen. If kingdom people don't take over the political sphere, our prayer points will be limited. The manifestation will be limited. Because see, the Bible says when a wicked man is in the room, the people will suffer. Leadership determines almost everything. A demon is leading the country. What do you expect? You are praying. Why are you praying? My friend, get up and go and contend. Take over that mountain. Christians and believers have become and have been an instrument in the hand of wicked kings in this nation too long. And end comes to that nonsense in the name of Jesus. So when they want to continue, they will look for one of us and make an assistant, and then all of us will jump in, we'll be jumping, and then you vote the devil in. God punish the devil. God punish his agents. The giants are coming down today in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. Every mountain in your life is going down today. Every mountain in Nigeria is going down today. Every mountain that has been a hindrance in your life today, they'll be crushed in the name of Jesus. Crushing the mountains. Mountains are obstacles. Sir, mountains are obstacles. Sometimes mountains are human beings. That's why if you go to Zechariah, where the Bible was talking about Zerubbabel, the Bible said, "Who is this mountain?" The Bible used "who." Whoa! That is, the Bible was referring to human beings. Human beings can be mountains. They say you will not be promoted in this office. It's a mountain. We move in today. Tell you what, we move in. Hallelujah. Come. In my little life, by God's grace, I have encountered human mountains at certain points in my life. God moved them. I want to pray for you. In the face of your enemies, God will lift you up. I have heard situations where a boss told a believer, "As far as I remain here, you can never be promoted." The person went to his pastor and said, "Daddy," they say, "I can't be promoted." I said, "Don't worry." They prayed a simple prayer and that was all. A letter came from the head office. They moved the boss to the head office. They took the believer, they made him the head. Hallelujah. They now took the boss, they want to create another branch for him in a dry land. Let him start. They said they are expanding. Am I making sense? Is it not good to expand it? Yeah, CEO, it's not good to expand your business. So they took the boss, they brought him to their quarters, they lifted this one. Then they took him to one dry land. They said, "Go and expand." God will move your mountains into the sea. Giants are on mountains. They need to be crushed. When God sends you into the academy, let me tell you something. I got employment as a lecturer November 2012. On a campus in Makurdi here. And the students did examination, I think in February, March or thereabouts. So I was new on campus. It was my first invigilation. In fact, I was to invigilate in the first exam. It was also my first invigilation. When I entered the class, because I was new, they put me with another lecturer. The two of us were new on that campus. And the exam started. It's a military campus, a military institution. So, you know, they have personnel that go around, RSM, they call them RSM, that go around to make sure that everything is in order. You know, military now, everything is in order. Back down. So, and you know, so they have a level of confidence that this is a military setting. There's order. which is expected.
Am I making sense?
But you see, where the devil is, there is disorder. So the man came into the class, you know, looking around to make sure that even lecturers are not colliding with students. Am I making sense? So, you know, since he entered the class, I just threw away my face and I just stepped out of the class. By the time I came back, I didn't go far, I just went and then came back. So he was leaving the class. Oh, thank you, sir. Well done, sir. Yes, sir. And he left. And the Spirit of God told me that he dropped something. Dropped something. This example, they don't drop something in example. The Spirit of God told me that the man, the RSM, dropped something for his student. I said, Holy Ghost, thank God, saying, are you telling me? Show me the student. The Spirit of God showed me the student. I went to the student. I saw marking scheme of the paper that they were writing. You know, there's a difference between expo and marking scheme. Marking scheme from the lecturer of the course, photocopied and given to the school, the man that's supposed to represent school authority, and then that one brought it to the class. I saw it, marking scheme, like 4 or 5 pages, photocopy, with, oh my God, lecturer handwriting. I was angry. He said, cool down. I said, why are you telling me to cool down? He said, I just wanted to show you the depth of corruption in the institution I brought you to. There are giants on those mountains. That's why if you're on campus, if you're a believer, it is more difficult to do well. Am I making sense? Don't sleep with the man. Don't pay bribe. I've been on campus before. A lecturer entered the class and said, I'm telling you, I was on campus. A lecturer entered the class and told the students doing exams. He said, boys, it's just 3,000 naira. And the ladies, you know what to do. I'm telling you, I was there. I was a student on campus when the lecturer said it. That's the level of corruption on mountains, even in the judicial system. In politics, corruption is not only what God is telling us. You need to take these mountains. If not, there will be no change. So you see, believers need to stop this mentality of God has given me a job to end. God did not give you a job just to end. God does not need a job to take care of you. God sends us into spheres of influence so that we can take over, we can take the mountains. God puts skill in your hand. God puts businesses in your hand. God puts job and opportunities and people in your life so that you can transform society. One person at a time. Let me quickly tell you this whole wrong. I remember I was a contact science lecturer before I resigned to focus on what God has put, other things God has put on my hand. When I get to the class, I teach. And you know, if you're a child of God and you follow the precepts of the Lord, you will be good at what you do. I'll go to class, I'll lecture without the notes. I'm prepared. If you are prepared, you are prepared. If you are not prepared, you are not prepared. It's not about speaking in tongues. Am I making sense? If you don't know, you don't know. If you know, you know. But in computer science, I knew that God sent me as an agent in this institution. So I will talk to them about Jesus too and kingdom principles. One day, a Muslim soldier walked up to me. He said, sir, who is Jesus? That's a very good question. He's my guy. But I knew that the question was deeper than what he was asking. I knew this guy needed an encounter. I said, when you get home today, the way you're asking is, call on him, say, Jesus, if you are really alive, show yourself. Praise God. Jesus showed up. He got home. He did what I told him to do. He had a revelation that night. He saw Jesus in his revelation. And Jesus told him to follow me. He's the one that told me. This day, I saw my car. He said, sir, I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus. He gave his life to Christ that day. You are not in that workplace just because God wants to give you testimony of a well-paying job. You are there as a representative to push mountains and kick them. Hallelujah. Now, crushing the giants on the mountains. Joshua 15 verse 14. Caleb drove out the three groups of Anakites. Verse 15. From there he went to fight against the people living in the town of Gibeon. Caleb, after discovering his mountain, he started contending for it. He said, Joshua, give me this mountain, it belongs to me. Joshua said, take. And then he went forth, Joshua 15, 14 to 19, and started dealing with the demons on the mountain. Contending for a takeover. Let me tell you something. The kingdom of God is not here to cohabit. You need to understand this. Say, Pastor, lead them now. Pastor, they lead them. They are doing their own, doing our own. We are not there to do our own and they do their own. Let me tell you why. Because the devil is not that foolish. Are you hearing me? If you don't contend for the mountain, the devil will rule over the mountain. Joshua 14, 11 to 13. Caleb said, I am as sure now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey. And I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. 40 years, God has kept me. Oh no, God has kept you because there's a mountain to take. Not because you have been eating well, and you have been sleeping well, and you have been eating good diet. No. I told you that these 3 days, God will be fulfilling prophecies concerning your life. God kept Caleb because there was a prophecy. There was a mountain prophesied for him. I decree as long as God lives, as God's servant, every prophecy in your life will find expression to be in the name of Jesus. Joshua 14 verse 12. He says, so give me this mountain that the Lord promised me. Verse 13. So Joshua blessed Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Someone say, Lord, give me my own portion. Mountains are spheres of influence and territories that we must conquer for Jesus. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. And he will exalt his mountain above all mountains and hills, and all nations will flow there. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21. And saviors shall arise on Mount Zion. And they will go and judge the mountains of Israel. And God will raise men in church. And he will give them jobs in Benin, in Lagos, in Abuja, in Ethiopia, international jobs. Oh, I got an international offer. God is sending you as a savior. Not just for you to live large. You snap in the plane. You are in Dubai. You are feeling cool. That's not all it is. It's a savior. How come God kept you in church for all these years and then in the year 2021 he opened an international door for you? Oh, you think God is just settling you? God is not settling you. God is sending you. Thank you, Jesus. Mountains are meant to be discovered. Mountains are meant to be climbed. Mountains are meant to be possessed. I remember my father in the Lord, Dr. Oyepo, he said some years back, he went to pray on one mountain down southwest. He got to the mountain, he met a false prophet. He chased the prophet away from the mountain. Praise God. That's how to take over mountains. You chase the devil out. Let me tell you what, if you don't chase the devil out of your mountain, you'll be a slave. However, mountains are often occupied by giants and inhabitants. We are called to retake, to replenish, to refill, to take over. Mountains can be referred to obstacles that can hinder you from claiming your inheritance. This is the mountain God has given you with your inhabitants. If you don't kill the inhabitants, if you don't deal with them, you can't take the mountain. Am I right? Sometimes these mountains are health mountains. You can't perform because of your health. Sometimes these mountains are financial mountains. In financial incapacity. Sometimes these mountains are academic mountains. Sometimes these mountains are human beings. as God's prophets today. By my word, as long as God is, every mountain shall be done in your life. What is God's promise concerning mountains? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. He said, "What is thou, O great mountain, before the judgment? What is that mountain before champions and partners?" I like to fix your name there. He said, "Who is that mountain? Who is that mountain before the judgment? You shall become a believer. Every human mountain shall be removed for the sake and name of Jesus." What does God say about mountain? What is God promising us concerning mountains? Isaiah 41 verse 15. He said, "I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. You shall thresh mountains and beat them small." Woo! You shall thresh mountains. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why God brought you for Garden of Champions in April is to make you, someone said, make me a new sharp threshing instrument. Because there's a mountain coming in November. Tell your neighbor, repeat mountain. God sees the end from the beginning. The amount is your sphere of influence in your line of business, in your line of career. Tell your neighbor, repeat that to pieces. Mountains are not meant to be feared, they are meant to be beaten. So there's a political godfather, and God said, "Go in." A political godfather said, "You must sign a contract that every month you will submit 300 million to my account, and then you must give this person, this other demon a position." He said, "Never." God said, "Don't worry. Before 2023, I'm making you." Somebody say, "God is making you." "I'm making you a new champion instrument. You will beat mountains into pieces." Let me give you an example. It's already happening in Nigeria. The last NBA elections. How many of you are aware of what happened in the last NBA elections? Go and read about it. For the first time, a junior lawyer that's not a son won NBA elections. Go and check the history of NBA in Nigeria. It's only sons, senior advocates that used to win it. This time around, this junior lawyer came. He said, I want to be NBA president. See, your enemies will mess up. Somebody say, "My enemies will mess up." A fan came on air and said it is an insult for a junior lawyer to be contesting. For all the lawyers in Nigeria, junior lawyer said, "It's an insult." All of them, they don't know him. They don't know the junior lawyer. They voted for him. They kicked the sons out. The sons, they kicked them out. That's how a junior lawyer became NBA president for the first time in history. Somebody said, "Take this mountain." Listen to me. Stop being scared of the mountain ahead of you. The God with you is greater than the mountains. Someone said, "The God with me is bigger than the mountains." Don't let anybody scare you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't let anybody threaten you. I will make you. Someone said, "God will make me." How do you crush your mountains? Number one, develop strength. Someone say, "Develop strength." Write it down. How do you crush mountains? Develop your capacity. Listen, mountains are mountains. You can't beat them without strength. Giants are giants. You can't beat them without the strength of God. Joshua 14, verse 11. Look at what Caleb told Joshua. He said, "I am strong now. Forget 80 years old. I am strong now." Someone say, "I am strong." So I said, "I am strong." This morning my wife told me something. You know, we've been on a spiritual exercise since the beginning of the month. Daily prayers, am I right? And then we waited on the Lord for GOC, and then GOC has been on. So there's been some level of serious schedules. My wife told me this morning, she said, Kai, now I understand what you go through. I said, yes. Sometimes when I get home and you need my attention and I don't answer you, I go and rest. And you talk to me, I don't answer you. It's because there's no way I'll be able to tell you how I'm feeling. Am I making sense? So now that you are in this schedule, you have a level of understanding. Am I making sense? Yes.
Hallelujah.
He said, I am shocked. She now said something that connotes to this. She said, I have just come to understand that no matter what God tells you to do, just trust him. Strength will come upon you. That's the secret. I said, you have gotten it.
Nobody is a special superhuman.
But anything God gives into her, because he paid this mountain. Sir, before the mountain came before you, strength that entered you, you did not just pay more. So once more in this chains and deliver the Israelites from the Midianites. The guy say, Oga, I am from the tribe of Manasseh. My family is the smallest man's family. I am a young boy. He said, you are a mighty man of the world. Akabaya. Today, God will open your eyes to see the rank he has added to your fathers. Say, I am strong. Say, I am strong. Stand up and say, I am strong. I can tear this mountain. I have received strength. I can tear this mountain.
Please sit down. I need you to be ready. I'm going to pray some dangerous prayer points today. Are you ready for me? Are you ready today? Let the quote you da ba la da ba la da.
Tell us I am strong. Come and say now.
If you have health challenge, begin to tell the challenge, I am strong now. Before I came for GOC, maybe I was not strong. Maybe I was sick, but now I am strong. Praise God.
If I am strong now,
as I was 40 years ago.
Mountain that have been promised me.
God's leading for your life is designed to make you, equip you, and strengthen you for the mountains ahead of you. Let me tell you what God normally does. Yesterday I talked to you about the leading of the Lord, right? And I told you that the way to dominate your mountain is to follow. Am I right? He said, follow me, I will make you. And he said, he's making you into a sharp new threshing instrument. He said, follow me, I'll make you sharp. I will make you strong. Follow me, I will strengthen you. Follow me, you will beat mountains to pieces. Your beating of mountains is in your following. Let me explain to you. Whenever God sees that there is a mountain in your sphere, where he's sending you to, the inheritance he has given to you, the promise he has declared concerning life, there are demons on it, there are giants. God will take you through paths that we use to strengthen you to deal with them. That's why many times when God gives you instructions, it will not make sense. But it makes the future. Write it down. Many times when God gives instructions, it may not make immediate sense, but it will make your future. Your making is in your following. Hallelujah. 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 So when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he did not take them. There were roots. There were different roots this morning. And the prayer online prayers, we pray for divine direction and guidance. Let God lead you. His leading is your pathway to your making. His making is your pathway to taking the mountains.
God's leading is designed to make you. Learn what course you like study.
God says, study music. How can I tell my father, my professor of mathematics, that I want to study music? Oh God, see part two. I may have had battles with your parents before because of courses. Course you are going to study. The Lord forgive parents in the name of Jesus.
You may be a doctor.
If you are not a doctor, you are not hearing God. Have been there before. Praise God. Let God lead you. Parents, let God lead you to lead your children. Stop enforcing a destiny that is for man upon them. Stop it. Stop being the mountain that we will move today. We will move some people. If your daddy said that he will not forgive us, we will move him now. We will move him. We transfer him to Dubai. Let him go and live a young life. God will move him forward. Praise God. Praise God. At least your daddy will have his eye. He has gone to Dubai. We will move him. So he said, we will move every obstacle. We will move them. They won't die. Your father will not die. But we will move him. Amen. We will sit him. They will transfer to another nation. Praise God. Let him go with his wife. No problem. Let him enjoy life. Let us fulfill destiny. Hallelujah. Amen. Parents, don't stand in the way of your children. We'll move you. I'm warning all of you now. Praise God.
The 8:16. The Lord fed you in the wilderness with manna. He gave you something that was abnormal, not known by anyone, so that we humble you and he will prove you. He will test you. He will make you. He will strengthen you so that it will be good for your future. That's what the Bible says there. Deuteronomy 8:16. God's leading is to grant us capacity. There's no dominion without warfare. Prepare for war. Every leading of God is to prepare you for the future. When you leave God's leading for your own that looks beautiful now, you abort the future. Anytime you opt out of God's opinion for another man's opinion, you have opted out of the future. Having discovered God's inheritance for your life, prepare and equip for it. I was studying computer science when I discovered that God had a will for me in publishing. I discovered I love to write. Beyond that, I discovered I love to do design. Beyond that, I was not satisfied. I discovered that I love to see my work in print. Hallelujah. So I bought a system. I told you yesterday. I bought the computer system while on campus and I started doing designs. I thought the Spirit of God taught me graphics. I learned it on my own. Today, I have a graphic institute. Prepare! His leading is for your future. It may not make sense now, but you make the future tomorrow. So I was to do IT. I was supposed to go to NIIT in Ikeja for my IT, since I did computer science. But God said, no, go to Gajamisuma. No, you can't do that. I said, Daddy, this is mommy, this is where God wants me to go. And they allowed me. Thank God I did. God's leading is applicable to the course you study. It's applicable to where you do your IT. It's applicable to the man you marry, the woman you marry. You'll be looking at one fine girl on campus. I'm sorry for you. You better ask God to lead you, to make you righteous. You don't choose girls because they are fine and they're in church. You choose them because God has said, this is the one I have for you. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? When I met my wife, she was not this beautiful. Ask her. That's the future. Let me tell you the truth. Forget childbirth. When you marry the right man for your life, you will become more beautiful than you are, no matter how beautiful you are now. You are not there. You are not fine. What's the way God will enter your life? He will shape you. He will make you. Yes, not so. Leave her alone. She may not be too beautiful. But join yourself to her. If God has said you, she will give you rest as a husband. May you not marry cockroach that does makeup. You know, if they carry cockroach and do makeup for cockroach today, if today, makeup studios like that one on top of your office, I don't see them. If they make up for cockroach, you will need your eyes to be able to know that this cockroach. My God, open eye, don't follow. You will not drown all this future investment you are investing in your life. Someone say, I will follow God's instructions. Develop strength and capacity, spiritual capacity. Stop joking with your spirituality attributes. They will beg you to pray, beg you to sing, beg you to go to church, beg you to fast. You need deliverance. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Develop spiritual capacity. Develop mental and emotional capacity. You are not emotionally balanced. You want to marry. You want to die. If you put a woman in your house as wife and you don't have emotional strength, you are finished. I'm telling you. I say this, so I'm not apologizing to the women. You must emotionally balance because you can put a woman in your house. I'm speaking to you. Praise God. Develop academic capacity. Invest in your capacity. Invest strength. There are mountains to be beaten. Number two, how do you crush mountains? Develop missionary mindset. Develop your missions mindset. I'm not saying you should go and do missions. I'm saying develop missionary mindset. We will now later on know whether God wants you to go and do missions, rural missions. But develop missionary mindset. Joshua 14:11. He said, I can still travel. I am 18 years, but I can still travel. I can still go. Wherever you send me, Whoever is saying, I don't like politics, but because you're sent me, I will go. Any believer that cannot go is short one. Go to your church. Listen to me. Go and ask your pastor in confidence. Say, Pastor, I won't tell anybody. Who are the people giving you problem in this church? Go and check it. There are the people that are all in that church. They are the ones that like title, they don't go for evangelism, they don't want to be transferred. They are the biggest problems in every churches. In every church. So go and check. Go and ask your pastor. You say, maybe your father is one of them that you don't know. Or your mother is one of them. Missionary mindset. I'm telling you, I'm a church boy. I grew up in church. Most of the problems of pastors are people that don't want to go. They don't want to be posted. They don't want to go and serve in missions. They don't want to go anywhere. It's not me. If you go to the book of Acts chapter 8, you will see them there. In Acts chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible said that Paul, the apostle Saul, gave consent to the killing of Stephen. Am I right? The Bible said that there was persecution against the church. Why was there persecution? That's the question. Say, this devil is a wicked devil. You too, you're a sluggish Christian. When Jesus was born, he said, go ye. What did he say? He said, go ye to the nations. Among the Christians, when Jesus left, all of them, they formed board of directors of the church of God. All of them sat in Jerusalem. God raised Saul. He said, go and scatter them. Let me tell you the truth. The manifestation of the gifts of God in your life is in your missionary mindset. The Bible said when there was persecution in the church, that Philip left Jerusalem. He went to Samaria. He was a deacon in Jerusalem. In Samaria, the evangelistic spirit manifested. Hallelujah. He came back to three daughters that were prophets. Listen to me. Your destiny is in your going. Christianity is not for comfort. It is for missions. Micah chapter 4 verse 13. He said, arise and thresh. If you sit down, you can't thresh. Missionary mindset. One of the capacities God is releasing into us is the strength to go. Someone says strength to go. Strength to travel. Strength to drop what you like for what he wants. Hallelujah. Because your future is in what God wants. Hallelujah. My son, the kingdom of God is not as convenient, it's as commanded. The beauty and the glory of your future is in your glory. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? The beauty of the future you are seeing in Revelations is not in your hard work where you are, it's in your following him and going with him where he sends you. So it's a missionary mindset. This thing, the devil has used this thing to rob the church. But God has delivered his church. Hallelujah. Even when they find a new church, you see the pastor toasting the members of other churches. Come to my church, come to my church. That church is too big. I've heard the pastor telling you a member. I said, that church is too big. It needs to be come to our own church so that you can serve. What is wrong with you? Go and save souls. If God has called you to ministry, go. Do missions. Go for the lost. That's why you are here. Not to take other people's members. We are the way. Missionary mindset is a growing mindset. He said, arise and church. I can still travel. Me. I feel like doing music, but you want me to study law. Lord, send me. I will go. Your future is in going, not in sitting down. Does not come in and come to Benin. We are on campus, we are cutting. She already knew that we are coming to Benin. She knew we are coming towards the north. She knew. Where is God sending you? Your future is in where he sends you, not where you want to be. Your future is not in a big, in a fat paying job. Your future is in where God sends you. Your allocation from above is in the location he has ordained for you. The miracles that are portioned to you from heaven are in the location God has destined for you, not in your prayers. That's why your neighbor may not pray to you, they will be blessed than you. Why? You are in a misplaced. You are misplaced. Angels don't locate you where you feel like being. Angels will never go to where you are meant to be, because they know God's agenda for your life. That's why you are calling, nothing is happening, because you are misplaced. You have refused to go. And listen to me. Heaven does not waste her resources on those that don't go. Heaven's resources follow those that go. Hallelujah. That's why as we go, we meet his provision on the way. We met his budget for GOC on the way. We did not start GOC because there was a fat bank account. We started because it is time. And the thing is, take this mountain. Sir, if you want to see miracles, go where he sends you. Go to where he sends you. Go where he sends you. Some of the missionary verses. Number three, have you crossed your mountains? Claim your inheritance. Claim the mountain. Claim the mountain. Confront your enemy in the place of prayers. Yes, there's a place of prayers. You demon from the kingdom of darkness. See, be deliberate in your prayers. Talk, let them know that you are attacking them. Praise God. There was a time in my life as a young Christian, I used to feel, leave him, let's just pray that God will bless us. See, if all you do is pray that God will bless you, you will remain a slave. If you are going to take mountains, you must confront the enemy. The difference between David and the Israelite soldiers in the face of Goliath was confrontation. Goliath was the only one coming to the middle. They were in the valley of decision, of battle, and Goliath would come out every day and say, "Save me, go back to the Moses said, David said, no, I have to confront this guy. That's why there are certain miracles you will not need to pray into them. You will need to step into them by taking steps that are necessary to confront the giants that will confront your life. Your battle lingers because you refuse to confront. You can't conquer what you do not confront. Moses told the Israelites, he said, "Stand back and see what God will do." God said, "Confront the Red Sea. I have made thee to be able to part it." See, God said, "Today, there are miracles in my life. I will confront them." Request for your inheritance. Joshua cannot confront the Joshua. He said, "Give me this mountain. Moses promised me this mountain. It is my own." Sir, you can't take what you do not contend for. What are you asking in the place of prayers? Your prayer is too gentleous. Your prayer is too gentleous. Liko sutu sufusi. Iskoto para. Likra akoma. What are you saying? Even when you speak in tongues, have something in mind. You are laying before God. Am I making sense? Let me make a legacy. Daddy, that I will go forward and take this mountain. Ilamian Kandosha. Let the susu contain. Let the demand on your hands. Stop praying blindly. That's why Paul said, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Pray also what? In your understanding. So that when what you have asked for arrives, you will know that this is it. You are praying to us. It's good, but pray also what? In your understanding. Contain! Know what you want and lay a demand on it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I heard this from a very senior minister of God. A student, a Christian, believer on campus, came late for an exam. And they were about running up when he came. So he collected, sir, please. He said, come on. So I think he used about 15 minutes or 10 minutes for the paper or so. And you know, so he kept following the examiner. "Please help me, sir, please, I didn't write more, please." He said, come on. So he followed the man to his office. He said, "Okay, sir, let me just complete my matric number and write my name." "Oh, yeah, write it. The man fell asleep. As the man gave him the script and the answer sheet, the lecturer fell asleep. He said, "God, thank you." And then
He did his exams.
As he was rounding up,
he now woke up.
Now he said, I will not finish that thing. I said, come on, come on, get out.
Three.
Don't be scared to ask for what you want. Even when it looks like you do not qualify, but it is your money. Be deliberate in your asking. Lord, give me this sister. If you know that she's your own, ask.
Praise God.
Take your responsibility. Arise. Claim your inheritance. Arise and claim what is yours.
Number four, I will crush mountains. Declare God's judgment against your mountains. This is the final one. When you confront the mountain, after you have developed strength, you have the missionary mindset, you go confront the mountain. The initial thing that David did to bring down Goliath was to confront him. And the confrontation was like a humiliation. How many of you know that Goliath called David a dog? He said, what is wrong with this chicken? The villager said, you don't know who you come with. They don't tell you before you come here. You don't collect job description before you come here. They don't tell you, send Goliath to the commit. He said, my God, leave that thing. You are a human being. You are confronting me. Do you know my CV? I killed a lion. Have you? I killed a jet. You are one of them. Who now? You guys say, what? Let me the photo. Who died? Now, yes, you will die. Somebody must die. Is this somebody must die? That's the broken version. I'm telling you. Confront your mountains. That's the first thing. Then what do you use to finish the mountain? Declare God's judgment against your mountains. Why should you declare God's judgment on your mountains? Why? Because the Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7 verse 11. God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with my enemies every day. God is angry with my mountains every day. How can God be angry with my mountain and this mountain still here? Release those judgments. That's what you do. Let me tell you one of the reasons why your enemies are still alive or they are still having a good time. Because you are not living God's judgment, you are begging God for your enemies. Say, God, please. God, sack this man. God, please. Let me tell you something. God will not do for you what he has given you capacity to do. He said, I am making sharp, cherishing instruments. A man of prayer enters the prayer. He said, Lord, you have made me to take dominion over this company. You sent me to serve you in this place. Lord, I decree, because you are angry with the wicked every day, this man that has said that this fellowship will not hold here, Lord, I give him 7 days on sitting. I make this company available for him. I command the chairman to be angry with him. You know, this one, you are not begging God. You are commanding the situation. See, prayer is not prayer. Prayer is in dimensions. There's prayer of thanksgiving, there's prayer of commission, there's prayer of warfare, there's prayer of declaration of God's God's wrong. There are certain prayers you pray, God will give you chance. He said, yes, you are my son. That's what I wanted to do. You are not begging me to come and do it. I've empowered you. I made you. I prepared you for this. You went through the valley of shadow of death. I kept you alive these 40 years because I wanted you to deal with this issue. Why are you begging me? One of the reasons why your prayer is not effective, because you're always begging God. Are you a beggar? The salvation of Christ on the death of Christ on the cross was not to make you a beggar, to make you a king and a priest. So I will crush your mountains. Declare God's judgment. God is always, remember this. God is angry with my mountains. God is angry with this health situation. God is angry with this lecturer that is terrorizing us. God is angry with this lecturer that said, I must sleep with you. God is angry. If God is angry, why hasn't he done anything? But I'm his son and his daughter. He must be expecting me to do something.
Lord, I release your anger against this man. Masokoto Bata. You don't point to his office. Lekebenekado. I set this office on fire. Let the important instruments that make him whoever he is, HOD, let them be missing in the next 7 days. I set this institution on fire because of this man. What are you talking? Mekota. You are too timid. Let me give you a personal experience. When I was studying computer science at Olabisi Ọbásanjọ University, there was a man on that campus in my department. He was a minister, he was not a doctor. Even HOD, they fear the guy. Because he can use jazz. And he has some connections like that. The man said that some of us will not graduate. I went on my knees. I cried to God. I declared his wrath. In 2 weeks, I was at home. They told me that sacked him. I told the young man, the man that told me that they sacked him, is presently a pastor in Kenya also. I said, I sacked him. However, before that time, I told him, I have been praying, Lord, this thing is too difficult. What is happening? See, God does not respond to your tears, he responds to your faith. Mountains don't move because you cry. Mountains move because you are in faith. You take. See, there's a position of faith. When you stand on the frequency of faith, things step back for you. Mountains, you scatter that institution. While I was a lecturer on campus, one lecturer mishandled my results, changed my results to favor some people collected money from. I scattered the whole institution. I was not an HOD. I scattered the whole M of Affairs of that institution with one letter. I wrote a query. I gave it to everybody that felt he was in charge in that school. I put the institution on instability until that demon was evicted. Stop. See, if you want to take over the mountains and come to the peak, giants must come down. For the town. It takes. Let me show you something. Micah chapter 4, verse 13. And Joshua 14, verse 11. Joshua 14, 11. The Bible said, I can travel and fight even now. That means I have missionary mindset. Yes, I can still live God's judgment. I can go. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4 verse 13. He said, arise and preach. Hallelujah. O ye daughter of Zion. He said, beat the nations to peace. He said, I will give you horns of iron and hoofs of brass. Hoofs of brass. Hoofs. Hoofs is the feet of the horse. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's called hoof. Am I making sense? It is what gives the horse capacity to travel. Am I making sense? He said, I will give you hoofs of brass so that you can go as a missionary. You can go wherever I send you. He brought up after that. He said, I will also give you horn of iron. Horn of iron. Horn of iron means strength. Iron means strength. Horn means declaration of a word. Your words will be like iron. When you release it, when you speak, it will split your mountains into pieces. That's why when you are praying, when it comes to mountains, when you want to take down giants, you don't pray. You declare God's word of judgment. The Bible says that in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, I'll be a sharp sword. It shall rule. When you want to be iron rod, horns of iron. Someone say, I receive the horns of iron. Your life will never be the same again. Smite them. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the rods of the Almighty. Go and check it in Revelation 19:15. He will release the rods. That's why when David confronted Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17, do you know what David told Goliath? Goliath told him, say, you're a dog. David told Goliath, he said, you come with me with spears. I come against you in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Sabaoth. He said, now, you see, he started releasing the demon. He said, you have defied the armies of the Lord. He said, I will cut off your head. When he said it, he did not have his sword. Why are you looking at your age?
to know who to confront.
He said, the guy has no Ghana, that's why I could tell the truth. But that man, an old man, if an old man is a man to move him, they will never move him. I'm talking about age, I'm talking about superiority. That's why when David told him, I will cut off your head, no sword. It's not about availability of sword, it's about the release of God's wrath. He said, you have disgraced God's soldiers, you know. He said, I release the wrath of God and cut off your head, and I will feed your body to the skies of the air. Do you know what the Lord told me? The Lord said, when he made that declaration, the angel of the Lord marked Goliath's sword. He said, this is what he means. The angel of the Lord went and started gathering ravens. Come, there are some people to eat. That's why the stone did not kill Goliath. Who is the stone? Jesus is the capstone. Jesus is the word of God. That's why when we released the stone, it fell Goliath down. It didn't kill him. He said, you kill him. Take his sword and cut off his head. That's why David did not carry his body. He carried only his head because he said, I will feed your body to the ravens on the sky. When you learn to declare those heavens, you are receiving or provoking heaven in our food. Elijah stayed in the place of prayer. He closed the heaven for 3 and a half years. Somebody said, provoking heaven in my favor. What will you provoke heaven to answer for you? The Bible says, he prayed, James chapter 5, verse 17. He prayed that there will be no rain. He closed. When will you close the heaven? When will you stay in the prayer and say, Lord, this man has oppressed my life too much. I've caused him with his sickness, incurable disease. Let him become deficient. Let him be removed from himself. What a gada. It is scriptural. God is angry with your enemies every day. Thank you, Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Your victory against mountains and giants, occupy your inheritance, is in your mouth. Finish in my mouth. With the word of him from his mouth. Hallelujah. It takes all the volume to crush mountains. It takes the declaration of God's word against your strong enemies to put them down. I want somebody to read this place. Revelation 19, verse 15. Open your Bibles. We are rounding up. In all the day, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. He will smite the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress. And the rod, see, he will make, he will gather, listen. He will gather the rod of God. He will make rod out of God and he will release it upon the enemies by the rod of his mouth. Ola, your enemies will disappear. I say, at this garden of champions, you will get to a level where you begin to look for your enemies because they will begin to perpetual hiding. The reason why the devil is still attacking you is because you are too jealous, you are too swaggerlicious to Christianity. He is swaggerlicious. When you bombard him, bombard him, oh Peter, bounce, have you seen boxing before? You never see where they beat before the boxing match, you be making out. When they will bounce, I'm not doing it, Your enemies will give up on you. God's word of judgment was David's strategy. Are you ready to declare those judgments? I don't know what that situation in your life has been. I don't know the mountain in your life or your family that you are tired of. Are you ready? Is somebody ready? Just pray for 2 minutes. Are you ready to leave God's judgments? The Bible says that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. The Lord is angry with your enemies every day. The day you release his wrath is your own day. Write it down. The Lord is angry with that situation against your life every day. The day you release his wrath against that situation is your own day. Release God.
know you are not born again, put your hand on your chest. You know that you have not been living a life that pleases God. You are not born again, you are here or you are online. You cannot confront the devil as an agent. You cannot confront the devil without being on the side of Christ. So if you are not born again, put your hand on your chest and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Wash me clean. Today, I am born again. You are Lord and I'm a champion. I receive victory over every mountain and every giant. In Jesus' name. You pray one prayer for yourself. We take some announcements. We do thanksgiving and then I'll bless you prophetically. You pray one prayer saying, oh Lord, my God. Okay. You are going to confront mountains in your life. You say, my Father, my Father. Every mountain that disgrace my father and my mother. We are talking about generational mountains now. Anything that hindered your parents that wants to hinder you, the mountains. We call them in Yoruba, we call them Anuoku. In the book of Zechariah, the Bible calls them, oh, who is that great mountain? That great mountains. Great mountains are mountains that are generational. They wait for your children's children. They say they are still here. They refuse to expire. Every mountain in your life will expire today.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord, my God.
Every great mountain
that subjected my parents, that wants to subject me, I crush them.
I
release your words against them. I scatter them by the strength of the best of all. Leko toko to la da da la da 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 da. I see the mountains, the mountains moving, the mountains moving in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the corner of the world, you are living. Not just a total of the night, oppression, the news, giants, the wind, across this mountain. Too. Just 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Before I come and release prophetic blessings over you, then I want to give you 2 minutes to crush mountains. Are you ready? Lift up the word.
Forever, hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever, hallelujah. ones, let them become a plague.
Help you pray. Listen, Garden of Champions, I'm expecting your testimonies. Send me your testimonies on WhatsApp, via text message, online, our website. Anyhow, sir, this was what God did for me at Garden of Champions. Why? I want to celebrate God along with you. Sir, God did this for me during Garden of Champions. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Listen to me. Take the word you have received and go and engage it. The beauty of your destiny is in the power. Fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not. Tell your neighbor, I will fear not. Are you blessed? As God bless you at Garden of Champions, the God bless you at all. Lift up your voice and just say, Lord, thank you. No matter, surely there we need to all that we must be. Lift up your hands. I command every mountain in your life to disappear. By my Lord, as long as God lives, every hindrance to your destiny, I command it to be crushed. I release God's judgment upon every giant in your life. Let them be crushed. I command that where you have been stagnated, begin to move headway. Where you have been subjected to liberty, every sickness in your body to be lifted in the name of Jesus. Where is that mountain before you holds the liberty? It shall become a pain. I decree every mountain in your life is removed in the name of Jesus. From today, begin to take your territory for Jesus. See boldness and courage in the order of prayer in the name of Jesus. I command every prophecy that God has declared concerning your life. From today, every mountain will be for you. Take it in the name of Jesus. The passion and delight to follow God tirelessly, serve God wholeheartedly and committedly. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The anointing for dedicated, committed, from time your championship is under me. I decree for you, your blessings begin to overflow. In the name of Jesus. As God's servant, by my word, I decree that you are done. As long as God lives, you are done. As long as God lives, you are done. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and I'll just say, oh Lord, thank you. I take my mountain. I overcome the giants. I take my, I give in aid. I take all Jesus. Thank you, Lord.